Fiona is back now with her second look at this morning's papers.
Immigration policy receives coverage on the front of four of today's papers. The Irish Times leads with the line that ministers will discuss a plan to cut allowances to Ukrainian refugees who arrived here between 2022 and the beginning of this year, later today at Cabinet. For its lead story, the Irish Daily Mail reports that vulnerability assessments carried out on migrants arriving into the country have been discontinued since March. That programme is now being put out to tender for an external contractor to manage it. Both of today's Northern papers cover the implications of yesterday's court ruling in Belfast High Court that parts of Britain's Illegal Migration Act should not be applied to Northern Ireland as they undermine human rights protections guaranteed under the Windsor framework. The Belfast Telegraph and Irish News both report that Rishi Sunak is expected to appeal the ruling that prevents his Rwanda deportation scheme applying to Northern Ireland. For its lead story, the Irish Examiner details how election candidates are being warned to take extra security precautions on the campaign trail amid rising concerns about aggressive or violent confrontations. The disparity in mortgage rates, highlighted in the latest Doddle.ie mortgage switching index, generates the lead story in the Irish Independent. And the Irish Daily Mirror carries an interview with Sharon Askins, whose father Paddy was one of 33 people who died in the Monaghan bombing on this day 50 years ago. Give us the truth is the lead headline there. 18-month-old Hunter Molloy, who died when he was hit by a car at a traveller accommodation site in Ennis, County Clare last week, is pictured on the front of today's Irish Sun following his funeral yesterday. The Irish Daily Star gives front page coverage to the decision to suspend the live portal between Dublin and New York, which was erected last week following a string of antisocial episodes on the Irish side. Within hours of it going live, one woman was arrested by Gardaí for grinding her backside against the portal, while others used their phones to display pornography and images of swastikas and the Twin Towers burning on 9/11. All of which prompted the New York Post to brand the facility the Portal to Hell and to call on Irish people to keep your arses in your trousers. Elsewhere this morning, back in the front of the Examiner, it's reported there that a teenage girl was injured during the pitch invasion at Páirc Uí on Saturday following Cork's victory over Limerick in the Munster hurling final. Also in the front of the Examiner, Mick Clifford has a story about how a group of Chinese students at UCC are alleging that they failed their exams due to different forms of discrimination. The students cite one such incident as the use of the Taiwanese flag rather than the Chinese flag during one of their classes. All of today's papers report on the inquest into the death of a 35-year-old mother of six from Ballybrack in Dublin, whose death in St Vince's Hospital in March 2023 is being attributed to toxic shock syndrome caused by a tampon being left in place for a period of time. The Times runs with the picture in its front page of student protesters and police clashing during a protest over the so-called Foreign Agents Bill in Georgia yesterday. And finally, there are two pictures of birds in today's papers, which are notable because of the contrast in their composition. Valerie O'Sullivan's picture in the front of the Examiner is a serene image of a jaybird perching on a tree trunk in Killarney National Park. There's nothing serene, however, about Edward Barr's shot on page four of the Times of a cormorant pictured in Dodder Valley Park in South Dublin with its beak clamped ruthlessly around a vigorously squirming eel. A meal of eel is the caption there.
Fiona, thank you.